you don't really want to get up in the day. I don't leave the house. I'm self-armed. Basically, just been through a hell of a lot, really.
It sounds like you have, my friend. It's terrible. Presumably, you're struggling to get out of the house. Obviously, you don't work.
I go out once a week with my co-worker.
Yeah.
To get me out of the house. And that, if I didn't have that, I wouldn't go out of the house. There's a lot of stigma behind mental health. But just because you can walk, you can talk, you know, there's nothing wrong with you. It's like you get people making comments like, oh, people with mental health put it on, which we don't put it on because it's there. Yeah. It's there. It's something you have to deal with in a daily routine. You know, it never goes away.
It is like having something, I suppose, like epilepsy or cancer or something like that, in that it's there and you've got it. You can't just stop being depressed, can you? You can't say, well, you know, today I'm not going to have epilepsy. You can't stand up and say, today I can't get rid of depression. What do you make of this row over the bracelets then, Mark?
People, if you know, when they find out you have got mental health problems, they make snide comments. Wearing a bracelet would make it even worse.
Why?
Because you'll be thinking you're about to wear a bracelet. People will see you with a bracelet, you know, with mental health. They think, oh, God, he's, you know, some kind of, you know, well, you could say nutcase or anything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you're not.
There was a... let me go back to a text we had a little while ago. Somebody who suffers from schizophrenia and says that I know knowing a bracelet would make me even more paranoid and sick. I suppose you'd be confronted by something that's constantly telling you you've got depression the whole time.
Yeah. It's like you just think to yourself, when's it going to end? Or, you know, but you know for a fact it's not going to end. You know what I mean? I've been suffering now for 6 years. Every day is a struggle. Some days you have your good days, some days you have your bad days. It's hard. Thing is, the government don't... This is what annoys me as well. You've got the government don't recognise mental health as an illness. It's like with me, I've had to fight for everything I get. You know, I've had my mental health team fighting for me and everything. You know, and about, because I can't work. They even call you in for a meeting, you know, when you know you can't work. I would love to work, Vic. I've always worked. I had to give up work because of I weren't getting no support.
I suppose it must be harder. You're dealing with a condition, and you've got to try and come to terms with that. And then coming to terms with people's ignorance, I guess, does that make it much worse?
Yeah. Because the government, they don't see mental health as an illness.
Mm. So what would help then? A bracelet seems isn't a quick help, but what would help you?
Well, in society, just people realising what it's like. You know, trying to understand, you know, what it's like to suffer mental health, and what it's like, you know, to when you can't see no other way, and that's when you take an overdose, taking an overdose, which I've done about four times. You can't see no other way. You can't see no other way out of it.